Hi, my name is Nick. I'm the husband of Betania, father of Vincent and Dominique. I wanted to share something that happened this week in our family. Kind of a big deal. I think that it was probably the hardest week as a father. Dominique had an accident at school, and she got hit in the head, like in the back of the head, like very hard. Now we know that she lost consciousness for a few seconds. We didn't know that when I went to pick her up. But I went to pick her up in this hospital, the school, and she was a little bit strange. The school people didn't tell me that she passed out because they didn't know at the time. I took her to our house, and on our way home, like I could tell that Dominique had like a big, like something was really wrong. She was very confused. So we took her to the emergency room, and there they did a bunch of tests, and she had like a severe concussion. This was our first time, and I hope that the last time in ER for any of our kids. Like, we never had that. I didn't even know what to do, like where to take her. Like, I didn't know. She was in bad shape. I mean, the first 2 hours were very scary for me, for like seeing her like losing ability to like feel anything. The eyes were like all over the place, and she was just in pain. So we started calling, you know, Betania called some people here at church. I called my family. And then in our family, we don't believe in luck. Coincidence, a few. But we do believe for sure that God made a miracle with her. I heard about concussions, like mainly for like football players, like things on the news, like somebody got a concussion. And I thought, well, they got a big hit in the head. But I didn't know exactly. Now, like after, like during the week, like we heard about other people that had concussion or knew about somebody that got it. And they like after they get out of the hospital, like there was a lot of issues, headaches, falling asleep, needing to use like glasses because of the sunlight. And her, it was like the day after going to the hospital, she was like 99% perfect. The second day, like, and I do believe that it's because of the prayers of people here at church. I mean, the church in general, like Horizon, but in Chile and people in California, like everybody that we know. I actually think that it's the prayers sometimes of other people beside, like, of course we pray, it's my daughter, so I'm praying, but I do believe that it's like the power of like other people praying for, you know, what's going on in my life and my family's life. So I do feel that, you know, kind of like encourage people to sometimes look farther than them, their own problems, because there is a lot of power in prayer. And my daughter, and not just because of this, but like our history, it's, you know, kind of like backed by people praying, you know, for issues, things that sometimes you know and sometimes you don't know what's going on. You just feel that, you know, it will be good to like pray for other people, even sometimes if you don't know exactly what it is for. But there's power, and we're super grateful for this church and everybody that, you know, prayed for my daughter. A lot of people didn't know that it was going on because it happened on Monday. But I know that even if you didn't know, I'm sure that, you know, as a church, like the church was praying for, you know. So thank you.